Tiny City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines. Offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And you're listening to Windy City Queercast, show number 153 here in Toronto, or Toronto. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Toronto, that's correct.
Toronto.
No T, Toronto. There are no toes in Toronto.
There are no toes
no
in Toronto.
Toes
no
in
camel
Toronto.
Toes in Toronto.
No mammal toes.
Mammal
everywhere.
Toes.
I saw a ton last night.
Everywhere.
When I was
at Woody's.
At Woody's.
Folks,
Woody's.
We're like on the street where queer as folk mm-hmm. is just queer as folk everywhere.
I walked up and down the stairs a bunch of times to try and walk like they did up and down the stairs, coming
yeah.
in and out of the club.
Did you come out? What have you done today?
I did, and all like the boys on the street were like, "Who the fuck is
yeah.
this? What the hell is he doing?"
We were a little
crazy.
Sad. Woody's wouldn't let us take pictures.
No, not inside. I can only take external shots, no internals. Internals.
So sad.
So, yeah.
That was dirty.
It was.
I like it.
So how are you loving? I'm loving this city.
I am so
it's
in
like
love
Chicago,
with this city.
But better, but not. But
I've
it's
had
so
moments
good.
Of going. All right, I never wanted to move to New York. I could move here.
I could.
And I don't ever have those moments.
No, you know me. I'm a native. I've never lived anywhere else.
And I've lived elsewhere, but don't want to live anywhere else.
No.
I've been enticed other places and mm-hmm. firmly put my feet down. But I really love it here. You can get married here. We're going to be talking
yeah,
in our next show
fill you
about
in on all those groovy details.
I've taken notes.
Right.
I am the more
notes.
Anal one on this trip than Peter.
And pictures.
But there's still another night, so we can become
more anal than me.
You.
Let's
yes.
just get that out there
it
right
could
now.
Happen.
Or get that in there, as it were.
Ooh. Dirty again. It brings out the best of us.
It does. There's
Toronto.
Hot people everywhere. Toronto is just a beautiful city of people.
Yeah,
everywhere.
We really had a good night's sleep last night because we had the whirlwind tour we're going to tell mm-hmm. you about in our next show.
All kinds of goodies coming up.
And we were taken so,
just
good care
yes.
of the entire
Tourism
day.
Tourism Toronto is just taking the best care of us. But we stopped yesterday at this wonderful spot.
We did.
Right in the neighborhood.
We did.
And for those of you who don't know, Toronto has the first, I believe it is, all gay radio station on the airwaves, on the FM airwaves, and we are joined by
103.9 FM.
Proud FM.
Proud FM. And it's all day, every day,
mm-hmm.
all the time.
It's gay right away. So it's just delightful, and we're joined by Deb Pierce, who
Deb!
Is
Yay!
The lesbian voice of Toronto.
Yeah.
Yes,
I
yeah.
love that.
Yes.
Hello,
hello.
This is a lesbian voice from Chicago talking Toronto. How are you?
Oh my God, I'm really good. Thank Yay. You for coming here.
Oh, it's just
Our
so
pleasure.
Cool. Yesterday we got such a little taste of you.
Yeah.
Once again,
just a
dirty.
Little taste.
It's the theme of this show.
Stay dirty, San Diego.
And so we're just, we're just so excited that we got to come back and sit with you for a spell because you have big doings going on tonight, which we had talked
yeah.
about in our last show, the big Hallow Week. You're
yes.
going to be on stage and emceeing, and is this something new for you, standing in front of people?
Not at all. No, I've been emceeing international events for many, many
oh, wow.
years now, and lots
yeah.
of prides, actually. Washington
yes.
Pride with Bruce Valanche and Peter Page,
oh,
all that
Bruce.
Stuff. I know, adorable.
He's
so shy
adorable.
Off the mic and a little on the
does,
mic.
He does, but he grabs
yes.
my butt. I love Bruce Valanche.
He didn't do that to me. I'll have to make a call. Emceeing tonight's Hallow Week. It's 4 hours of fun, and it's
yay.
Going to be great. Yes.
We're
going to
be in the heart of it. We're going to be in the middle with Chicago representing as well with our
yes.
Windy City Gay Idol folks, so that's going to
right.
be really
Dan
talking
singing,
about.
Yes.
We bumped into him. them at HMV. HMV?
HMV,
which
the record
is a record store here.
And his handsome, handsome other
leather
bearish friends. They were not leather daddies.
Eyes.
They were bears. There's a difference.
Whatever.
We're
I
trying
don't
to train
they're
her.
Burly.
She doesn't know the difference.
They're burly and steely eyes.
And they're some of the sweetest men in the gay community.
Some of the sweetest
goodness.
Men.
Yes. Honey, yep. They like to eat. Anyone who likes to eat is right in my book.
That's right. Lots of meat. Did you already know the Gay Idol? Had you already?
Yes.
Obviously.
That's our event.
That's
so
our
we
event.
Hosted
so
the event and crowned
oh,
him. And
he won our contest.
Our contest. Yeah. So
yay!
It's our fifth year, and we're doing that again. So we get
we've
to
got,
do that
we've
every night.
We've got Drag Idol here.
Oh, how fantastic.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. The elimination rounds are a teacup and one of those, Survivor things, and you literally get snuffed out. Just before it hits all the curtains and
that's
stuff, because it's at a restaurant.
Oh my God! There's fire and hairspray. That much hairspray.
Yeah,
and fire.
There's a lot. There's a release form.
Right. Excellent.
So Deb, tell us about your beginnings. How did you fall into radio, and how did you land in a great gig here at Proud FM?
Isn't it a great gig?
Yeah.
The world's only commercial gay radio station.
It's amazing.
It. Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Undeniable. Not in my lifetime. Would I have thought that there would be one, let alone be an instrumental part of its, of getting it going. I've been an entertainer for a really long time. I started as a comedian and a gender illusionist. I've been drag kinging for about 15, 16 years.
Is that the verb? Drag kinging?
Who is your persona? Yeah. Do you have a persona?
Dirk Diggler.
Dirk Diggler.
Hot.
Dirk Diggler's been on Maury Povich.
Really?
Oh,
if that's a woman, I'll go gay, was what the audience was saying to me. It was, is
really?
That a saying or a woman? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've been doing drag kinging.
Kinging. I love that.
That'll be on Oprah next, because she's really doing the
she's
GLB
doing,
and
she's
the T.
She's doing a lot of the L's and the T's. Yeah.
She hasn't that much B.
No.
It's a B in her.
Where
she might be a B.
Where is the B?
She might be the B.
Oh.
She might.
Do you hear what I'm not saying?
I'm telling you, I've been with her.
Girl
she's
King.
No, not the B.
She's not the B.
I don't get any kind of,
S-E-X
from her.
No.
Girl
not
King.
A bit.
But she and Gail do make each other giggle enough that probably they could vibrate and get tingly. But
the way they were yelling
to
about
lesbians
the popcorn.
After 3 years anyway, so they sort of are in a relationship.
Oh, there you go. She bought her a show. I mean,
she bought her a magazine. She bought her a show.
Come on.
I would try to make that woman laugh as much as I could, too.
Right there.
Bread, butter.
Yeah.
So, I've been performing for a really long time and doing lots of stage work. So, emceeing sort of led to a whole bunch of different venues and alleys and television and stuff like that. But to pay the rent consistently, I actually was in leasing management for apartments in the gay district here and then a little north of here. One of my staff said that she knows of a guy who's a big guy, Rob Christie in Toronto Radio, who had moved to Vancouver and was moving back. Now, I hadn't even thought of doing radio. Didn't even really, I mean, I'm open to anything, really. quite literally. And,
6 foot two, black hair, green eyes. Oh, wait, no, that's me.
Walks
sorry.
On the beach. All dogs. So she said, listen, he's coming into Toronto.
Toronto.
One T in Toronto. And if he's looking for a co-host, why don't we have dinner? And then maybe you'll spring to mind if he thinks about getting a co-host. So we literally that week went down, had dinner, hit it off. He pitched it to the program director. How about it? Because the station's called Jack FM. He pitched me as a total, like completely green, no vocabulary around radio, but just able to talk a lot and often about anything. So the
sounds like nobody we know.
I know, you can't relate. Can't
that
can't relate.
Yeah.
Mirror. So they auditioned me as the average Jill on Jack. And
oh, nice.
I know.
Love
and
that.
They had me there for a week and then another week and then my paperwork was piling up and I didn't want to seem too obviously interested in getting the heck out of that profession.
Right.
But I did have to get back to work, so they thought about it. Called me back in a week and said, will you? And I said, done. And done.
Wonderful.
Went to Bahamas for 4 days, to the Atlantis, came back, started on the radio.
Wow. How long ago was that?
It's in my blood. A couple years.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they went with a totally DJ-less format. So lost my job, and I was on the beach, as they say in radio. Went
now,
back
were you DJing at that time, or since it was you and a co-host, was it a lot of banter?
It was the morning show banter. Yeah, I was the.
Now, did you have? Were you out? Did you have to pretend like the guys, or what was your shtick? Because we all have our persona.
Yeah,
sure. And the people that are
giving away the illusion,
persona,
aren't
right?
we? We're giving
right.
away the illusion,
yeah.
but
yeah.
yeah, no, it was my choice to sort of stay ambiguous.
Okay.
I've never ever ever been closeted, never been ashamed. My parents told me when I was really young that you're a lesbian. Oh, good.
Thanks.
They were defining
that's yeah. the word.
Phew,
I didn't
that's
know.
Where that action is. So, yeah, never been ashamed of anything, but just sort of kept some of this private stuff. So it wasn't about my sexuality. It was just about my privacy,
yeah,
really. And as a radio personality, there's not a lot that's private because people know when you're being honest. And I am honest about my stories, mm-hmm. just not necessarily specific about pronouns at the time.
Right.
And again, my choice. Rob wanted me to, the PD was like, please just come out, do whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was my first job in radio. And I didn't quite know what to do with that freedom.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I chose with that rope to sort of just, you know, leave it hanging as opposed to the potential of hanging myself with
it. It's a tall cliff if you're not
It
careful,
really, it could have been.
Yeah.
It could have been. And I wanted it to be because of my ability or not because of sexuality.
Right.
So yeah, it was sort of like, I would talk about Angelina Jolie being stunning. Now, I don't know that a lot of other straight identified
Katie Kirk or someone
women
every
would say
woman
that.
I know would say they'd sleep with Angelina Jolie
right.
over Brad Pitt.
Not just
most straight women
that's
would.
True.
That's
that is true.
True.
Right. That is
so
true.
You were in good company there.
Yeah.
But you probably didn't go, she's so hot. Oh, my
no,
God.
No, I kind of do this thing with my voice where I go, hot. And that's my little...
kick her out of bed. Fuck her on the floor.
Right. I knew her on the beach.
That's right. I want to kick her out of bed for eating crackers. What are crackers? That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But then the move to 103.9 FM. How did that happen?
There was talk in the community. There was a real buzz about this happening, and it seemed too good to be true. And you know, you hear so many things. There's a new club opening. There's a new, and again, to reiterate,
grapevine.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's truth to some of that stuff, right? There's always something going. New clubs, new whatever. And people started getting in touch with me originally for something in the way of news or whatever. And I just said, you know what? I am not smart enough to do news, to be honest with you. Like, I don't, you know,
I know my limitations.
How do you make carnage hilarious?
Right.
You can't.
Today, 18 people died
suicide
on the bus.
Suicide bombers
are
so cute.
Hot. Al-Qaeda, hilarious.
Yeah.
Not okay.
So we sort of evolved into me doing middays, which was interesting because as somebody that does stage performing, mm-hmm. I work off an audience.
Right.
So I all of a sudden was in the booth by myself, mm-hmm. producing. So I learned the board, learned how to do all that on my own,
right.
and sort of started to... I'm not even an only child. Like, I play really well with others. So it was a real stretch for me. But I've got it now. I think I've got my legs.
You're playing with yourself well
Yeah,
now?
I play with myself well.
Who doesn't play with himself
a day.
On the air?
She was trained, and now she does
the
it just
smile
right.
on her face is huge.
So what about the music thing, then? I mean, were you a music lover?
Absolutely. And musician, actually, too.
Musician.
Yeah, vocalist.
Oh, you speak the language of music, then.
I get it.
So I guess, given the format, because you are so music-intensive in this show, what perks it up for you, right? Because between the songs, there's got to be something going on. And between the songs,
she's
you
a
have
girl
to,
underneath her desk.
To, oh,
she's got a big board. It covers it up.
She's getting a little head and a big head.
She's got a big glass window. We can all see what's happening.
Between the songs, what do you do to sort of represent Proud FM? Because it is, you know, you consider yourselves a pride of Toronto and what's going on. So what spices do you inject into that meat?
Into the vegetarian, actually.
Right. Okay.
For the 5 hours,
yeah.
A lot of the show prep that I have is not only queer related stories, mm-hmm. but it's my perspective mm-hmm. on straight identified stories. So what I think that I bring to the show is how my world is seen through my eyes as a woman, as a lesbian, as a whatever. Mm-hmm. So my perspective is going to be probably different than somebody else covering the same story because mm-hmm. of my history. My herstory.
Herstory.
Terrible. I hate that.
Mm. I'll let it pass.
Third wave femi... my armpit hair just grew. The moon is in the seventh house.
Oh.
So, yeah. So my perspective is just... It's just exactly who I am. And, you know, I'm pretty light, pretty airy, very queer. And really sensitive to what goes on in the world for queer people.
What are the hot stories that you think are stories people are looking at and talking about? I mean, you have same-sex marriage here. Or you don't have some of the battles that we are fighting back in the States.
We talk about you guys.
You do talk about
I do.
Us.
I absolutely do because I don't want... When there was National Coming Out Day, mm-hmm. and then the next day there was something terrible that happened. Right. So I don't want to forget that. I don't want to not remember those stories because, yes, we've been fighting. We fight the battle every day. I'm never going to sit back with my arms over my head and say, oh, thank God it's done.
Yeah.
It's not done. Until all countries and everybody is okay and equal, it's not done. So what I can do, and I've got the freedom to say this in Canada, and so do you guys, obviously. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm going to talk about the things happening in Alabama, the things that are some of the last states to progress to 1984.
Right, I was going to say, maybe the 80s.
Yeah. We have more than a few handfuls and feetfuls of sodomy laws and all kinds of archaic practices and beliefs and rules.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very... We were very fortunate in Chicago. It feels very much like what we're experiencing here in Toronto. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't feel that way to a lot of people who listen to our show and listen to our show in other countries.
Thank God for your show and for Proud FM, because that gives people an outlet. Somebody's listening to this right now with headphones on and their parents are downstairs. Mm-hmm. And you know who you are. And don't worry, because no one can see you if that's your thing that you're doing right now. But to be honest, there are those people that aren't the three of us right here talking about this. And those people need those voices that comfortability.
Well, giving voices to the voices, or really, I think for many people, especially in this day and age, it's so much easier to come out online.
Right.
It's so much easier to come out in that manner, because you can build who you are and you can decide who you are at that point. And then you can take that elsewhere as you need to, and you can take pieces of yourself elsewhere. But go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, touching on what you just said, you know, that's one of the things that when I started in radio and in AM, then FM, now online, is that we do realize how we are a medium. What you do, what we do, is a medium for the closeted queer. Mm-hmm. Because no one's going to find the paper in their car. They're not going to worry that piece of gay paraphernalia.
They're not reading
media,
a gay book on the train.
Which we hold on to like gold, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's so important. It's not going to be found in a car, in a home, in a drawer, and your parents aren't going to find it, whatever. Your coworker's not going to find it. We are with you. It's intimate. It's our voices, and then it evaporates. It's not tangible. So it is a safe place for closeted people.
Hopefully we're real people.
Oh, the two, yes.
Well, and you as well. I mean, it's this tangible intangibility on the audio waves, which is, it's good. It's very freeing and liberating.
Are you able to put a lot of queer artists to the forefront with Proud FM, or is that something that you want to do?
I would love to. Yeah. I would love to. The music programming isn't necessarily up to the on-air personality, so I leave that to the expertise of the music department. Certainly we...
Obviously you're new, so you're trying to just develop an audience.
We're feeling,
but I think once you have an audience, you can captivate them and give them a new artist they may not have heard of.
Educate, that's a commercial station.
Like, there's so many queer artists locally that want to get on Proud FM. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of college stations that are going to play somebody like Dance Yourself to Death, this all-great chick band, dyke band here in Toronto. Now, because we're a commercial station, that translates into playing Madonna, playing commercial radio.
Right.
So if they're not signed or they're produced in a smaller, you know, on a smaller budget or whatever, we've created something called the P-List on ProudFM.com, where local artists can go and have their MySpace and their songs sampled there. Because, of course, we're supporting locally, but we're also competing against the number one commercial stations here in Toronto.
Absolutely.
So it's a tough balance.
And given the business nature of just what's going on, that's the struggle.
Who are some of the other Proud FM personalities and the voices people hear?
The morning show is in Canada. They have been known for many, many years on a television show called What's for Dinner. Ken Kostick and Mary Jo Eustace, they've been doing this sort of married couple vibe on the television, and they do exactly the same thing. They've translated it into What's for Breakfast.
Nice.
On the airwaves. So they're really, really funny. They really know each other very well. And then Sean Prue is a stunning, stunning man that you have to meet. Mm-hmm. And he does the drive shift.
Oh, excellent.
And then Kashmir Ray comes in after that, and he's a really one of the best-known local DJs. He still goes out into the clubs and has great taste in music.
And travels quite a bit.
A lot.
And goes around to
How
DJ
do I get that gig?
We're already talking about that,
yeah,
my dear.
Yeah, we're trying to... You know,
I'm coming to Chicago.
We're figuring out. We've already discussed that we would like you to come to Idol. We've already discussed it. Your ears should have been burning last night. You were doing something else with cocktails. We were talking about you with cocktails last night.
Interesting, because my ex-girlfriend, who's married to a man and has two children, lives in the Chicago area, would love to see me. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Well, I've got room. Come on, you can stay with me, girl.
Got a whole extra wing.
I've got a whole extra wing. You're coming now? Ugh, clean it up.
You have an extra wing?
I have an extra wing.
Wow. The L word call. I want their apartment back. Good for you. Wow.
Yes.
Deb, for you, what's changed in Proud FM since the very beginning? What's changed? Because obviously you've been now in radio now for a couple of years. And what's different between now and when you first started?
for me personally, I'll tell you before the group. For me
any of the facets you want to.
I feel like my bum isn't nearly as squeezed as tightly for every single break. My back isn't sweating as much. I'm getting into the producing of it because it's a lot of work to do all that stuff. That's a lot of buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a lot of show prep. Like, you're not going to find out if J-Lo's pregnant unless I say it. You know, like people listening to the video. You got to do that show prep.
Right.
It's important.
Yeah.
Maybe not a great example, but it's important. Laws
She's not pregnant. I mean,
J-Lo's pregnant-ish, maybe. So
there's a bump.
Or eating.
There is a bump. God,
and we have
bump.
Legal services. We don't, but you do. So
that's correct.
You don't have to have any here. So no one cares.
So I'm getting a little more comfortable on the air, certainly. Mm-hmm. People are getting to know what my show's about. And I've been compared to Ellen on the airwaves, which is a lovely compliment.
There you go.
Obviously, because she's so great.
Just don't cry over a dog ever.
Oh my God,
it's not about a dog. It's about her and Portia. Forget the dog. It's a midlife. No, it's not about the dog.
Can I say, are you both going to kill me? Because I think it was that time. I think that's what was going on.
He thinks she's perimenopausal. I don't give a
that's
fuck.
What
don't
I'm
get on your show
on.
And like cry over a little scraggly black dog that some young kid will make happy.
Yeah.
They're not going to euthanize the dog. You don't have to sit there like,
Ellie didn't want it, so we have to kill this puppy. No, that's not going to happen.
Well, the first couple of seconds, the dog is dead. The first couple of seconds, I thought, that's sweet, that's going to stop. And then it got into the manic, like the craziness of it.
It just makes us, I don't know.
It makes you want to hold her to my bosom, though. I can't lie about it. Sure, I want to hold her.
Oh, I want to pour a big old gin and tonic and say, drink your juice, Shelby.
Yeah, well, I think she does that a lot too these days.
Drink your juice.
She does have a lot of, there might be some truth to a lot of those
massive
jokes.
References to how much she drinks, which I said the other day to my girlfriend, and she was like, I've never heard her say that. I'm like, you don't watch the show. Let me tell you, every day she got through something with a cocktail. And it's like, okay, but
I think that was her shtick for a while. Now I think it's a crutch.
Yeah, I think that's what's in the cup, actually.
It happens sometimes.
Gin is clear. It doesn't stick on your breath, right?
It doesn't. She doesn't talk about being gay, but she talks about alcohol an awfully lot.
No, it's true.
There you go.
Yeah, so...
Ponder that, Deb. Put that on the airwaves tomorrow.
I'm going
to. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, no.
Let's see what happens.
So for me, things are sort of just... I'm getting my legs in what Proud FM wants from me, what I want from Proud FM, and how I can make it the best that I can make it in my time slot. But as far as the cohesion of my coworkers, like it just, you know, like any new job, where a lot of people came into this with no radio experience, which I think is probably a great thing.
Yeah.
You're
right?
All on the journey together.
That's right. And you can't unlearn, bad things that you might have learned somewhere else because it's not like any other station. Like a grassroots, ground-up radio station just starting on new call numbers on the FM dial doesn't really happen. Switching formats does, but starting a new station has just been great. And we all get along so well, like a completely dysfunctional family. We all have our stuff, and it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really great.
As long as when you're crazy, they're sane.
Yeah.
And then when they're crazy, you're sane. It's perfect. It's a perfect
Peter
relationship.
Peter and I balance very well. It's usually the only one that's crazy unless he's doing the master cleanse. And then I just hold you up a little bit.
I have to wash out my colon every
there,
once
I know,
yeah,
baby.
She won't get a colonic on the air with me yet.
We're saying we have
to get colonics together.
You have to eat a little army man first. Did you see that on Jackass where they...
Ow.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Just a little something to see you go through.
The things Americans give to you, Canadians.
I know.
It's good.
Really,
Jackass,
these are tips and tricks that get
Wait, so
through.
It came out the other side? Like
and you could see it going through the tube.
Was it like after atomic war?
That was terrible and hilarious.
Was it like melty? Because I'd imagine your stomach... Oh, I don't even know.
It wasn't melty.
Really?
No, it had one of those little bases that they stand up and they're just...
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
What? I mean, it's... Well, that person has a pretty big ass if it came out.
It was very little.
It
was very small.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
I didn't
Oh, my God. My mind is... Look what you've done to my mind.
I'm like,
really? But what
upset.
If you were having sex and the little army man just showed up at the party? That wouldn't be cute.
God.
And he is going as a don't ask, don't tell G.I. Joe
that's
tonight.
My
so that's very
nice.
What are you going to wear tonight?
I don't know what she's called or he's called or it's called.
She's going to whip out one tit and throw one lip out and it's just going to be great.
Wow.
It could happen. I'd have to have more cocktails. Maybe I'll call Ellen. Ellen, save me one.
Ask
Shake
her
it up, baby.
Ask her for a
Make
recipe.
A call. I don't know. I'm going.
Why can't I get like this? This Amazonian labia sporting. What is this outfit? That's funny.
It's actually not. But I could.
It's
go,
legal to be.
I should go out and make that. Is it really?
Publicly, yeah.
Oh, well,
I'm not going to do that. I literally
but
my
not
test.
Bottomless.
My test. I had three different ideas. And then I went in my backyard and stood the night before we left because thinking there was going to be about this.
With one lip hanging out.
With one lip hanging out.
Don't you get lippy with me.
Get off my labia. Get off my lips. And I sit out there and said, what am I going to want to stand outside for 4 hours in? Not that. How much of this can I put on? So I'm wearing a lot of black.
I would have loved to see her like stripping and changing outfits out of doors. Like, fuck, it's cold. Okay, next.
Like an onion,
okay,
you can peel it. So that's part of my outfit was like,
it's about the weather.
We're going to
be comfortable and we're going to be there for a long time. I'm not going to shake a lot of hands.
Well, I'm going to be drinking and my body temperature will be rising, so I need layers to open.
There seem to be a lot of boy bars on this street, so I let him go to Woody's by himself last night.
There's not a lot of women's stuff going on.
Slacks.
Slacks.
It used to be called Slack Alice, yeah.
But it's called Slacks.
Slacks,
okay.
Yeah.
Slacks.
It's a cute club.
I like the word
Slacks.
We walked by. It was gorgeous inside.
I know. The word Slacks is funny.
But it's funny.
Yeah, the space is great.
It's like Saturday Night Live. Like, we go Slacks. I like Slacks.
Or mom jeans.
Yeah, Slacks. I have some in gray.
Khaki. Slacks is nice. Yeah, there's not a lot of women's only or women's run and owned spaces, but Slacks is
it's like that in every city.
But your office is right here. Describe to people where your office is.
We are on the southwest corner of Gay and Gayer Streets. Church is the north-south Gay Street, and Wellesley is the Gayer Street. So it's right in the heart of what we call the Gayberhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's
you're in the sweet spot.
The village.
Oh, yeah. We're in the honey. We're in the G. Yeah, we're in the zone.
Ooh.
Well, for you, maybe your prostate. We're in that area. Your G.
I don't know. I think boys have one of those, too.
Your G-spot.
I'm sure you're still looking for it, baby. Yeah. Keep looking.
Oh, I know where that spot is.
But
I mean, I think
get an army man.
Get an army man. I might have to get one a little bigger
than. That's all right.
But this is a great area. I've lived in it for 14 years in a big round tower called Vaseline Tower. It got its name in the 60s.
Oh,
I now
my
call
goodness.
It the Lube Tube.
Yes.
29 stories.
Very
of
nice.
Fun. And this street, it has like gay flags. The Church Street Church Village Neighborhood Association, whatever, the Business Association, the BIA. It's the greatest. It's the nicest area to live in.
It's a great, great neighborhood. We've really enjoyed it. So now tell us how people can listen to your show, because they can. We encourage people to listen to as much online. You know, can they listen to you online?
Yes, absolutely. www.proudfm.com. And then you can listen live. Right, there's a little clicker with a speaker right there.
Fantastic. We've been listening to you before we came up here.
And looking at your pictures and digging around.
I think my pictures are terrible on there. In fact, last night
I didn't say they were good. I just said looking at your pictures.
Yeah, you didn't finish that
statement. Actually,
this is over. I can't live like
you. Actually thought you were very cute.
I thought I was like, who's this hot gal?
Thank you very much for noticing. I've got 7 of them. Yeah, I was at a show last night, and some guy came up to me, some Proud FM listener named Leo, and said, wow, your pictures do not do you justice. You are so much cuter. And then I said, thank you, fuck you, thank
yes.
you.
Do people ever come up to you and say, I thought you looked like X? Do you ever get that? Like, I thought you had black hair, or I thought you were really tall, or I thought you were skinnier. That's what they do to me.
Well, they used to do that to me because I was not profiled on Jack FM as much as I am here. It's it's a very tactile visual thing to get onto Proud FM.
Tactile, even.
It is. It's a little, it is. It can be at bars, and that's okay.
Lovely.
I'm in a good relationship. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no.
With yourself
really,
for 5 hours every
yes,
day.
Yes, a lot. It's numbing.
On the air.
So just to let you have a little newfound freedom, we want to give you the right and the privilege of saying all the words that you never get to say for 5 hours a day on the Windy City Queercast.
Uncork
the bottle.
Probably
make a promo out of it.
Let it out.
Just
really?
What are words you don't get to say, girlfriend?
There are a lot.
Because I just started doing this a year and about how long have we been doing this? A year and 4 months ago.
A year and 4 months.
And it's slowly starting to
it's
just
kind of a
chip
catharsis.
Away at me.
It's really
good.
Cathartic. It out.
Must be interesting to be able to swear because
I like to say Republicant all the time.
Yeah.
Isn't
Republicant,
that lovely?
We love
that's
that.
A big one. That's
fuck.
A good one.
Yeah.
I say
makes
fuck a lot
happy.
More.
Yeah. Fuck! That's Amy's.
Cocksucker I like a lot too.
That
that's
is
really good.
Good.
But go ahead,
she's
girl.
Not
just
saying
throw one on the table.
All right. I'm just going to say, I learned this in the 6th grade with my boyfriend in the basement.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
He wanted to make out. I wanted to learn the words to this George Carlin little clip, and it's shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits.
Yay.
There you go. Do that again.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits.
And one more time.
Shit, piss, fuck, cut, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits.
Oh.
We're going to give this to your DJ friend and have him make a remix.
It was really nice working at Proud FM. I'll be moving to Chicago. It'll be a new show called...
You got a place anytime you come.
Potty Mouth Podcasting with Deb.
That's
what can
right.
I look forward to if I go down there? Do you see similarities
she's turning,
in Toronto
she's
and Chicago?
Turning the table.
Absolutely.
I just
absolutely.
Want to know why I should go.
I think that what you'll find in Chicago is a definite mirror of Toronto, but you'll also... We're just a lot fatter.
And we don't mean P-H-A-T.
No.
Your portions are bigger.
Yeah, because
yeah,
the street
you just get
looks...
more. Yeah. You just get more.
street looks busy, but there's really only four fat people on the street, so it's not really that crowded. It's just that they're bigger.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been. I think that our bars are bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Our drinks
are a little stronger, I've noticed.
Our drinks are stronger.
Although I haven't had a drag queen pour me a drink yet, and that's usually the
latest. No, we did.
Test.
Well, we didn't have the drag queen.
She didn't pour them.
She wasn't
dressed.
We went to Zelda. Mm-hmm. She wasn't dressed, but she was a drag
Zelda
queen.
Zelda was just delightful.
She is a drag queen.
We were drinking bitch slaps. It was really
nice.
Good.
Yes. Very nice. That's really a fun good. Bar. That's the place that does Drag Idol.
Oh.
Yes. There you go.
We have to come back for that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think Chicago has so many flavors, like
gorgeous architecture, gorgeous
beach. Really good art. Yeah, really good people.
A lot of great gay events.
Really friendly. That's what I found here, too, that people are just engaging. Mm-hmm. People are not afraid to engage. And I think in Chicago, people won't be afraid to engage you, either.
Yeah, it
in any way, shape, or form.
It depends on what you're into, but there is an outlet for the gay community in anything that you're into. I mean, obviously, we have huge international things like International Mr. Leather, which is the largest in
huge.
The world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huge. Around Memorial Day, which would be late May.
Smells like dead cow.
Yes. And it's right downtown and in huge hotels. You're in a Hilton or a Marriott. And
we have two gayborhoods. So
we have two gayborhoods.
Oh, do you?
We have a lesbian neighborhood. And where I live is more women, and now the men have come up there.
With a Y.
Building.
With a Y.
Mine's not a Y. I have no problem having the men in my woe.
In my woe.
In my woman. But yeah, we have a couple of neighborhoods and almost everything in between. You know,
and
still.
A big lake, just like Toronto?
I mean, didn't know about
big
the lake.
Beach
the lake
front.
Is right there. Our lake is east, yours is south.
We
it's
have volleyball with people like Gabriella Reese. You know, we have gorgeous beach volleyball.
We should see her eyes when she said Gabriella
Reese.
She did.
I want to be
just
water cried a little
boy,
bit.
Bottle girl.
Water.
We'll hook that up.
Water bottom.
The water bottom.
Great museums, huge museums, world-class museums like you have here, and shopping if that's your thing. But it's just a very fun environment whenever
you don't
you're
hear a lot of
there.
Bad stuff about Chicago. You only hear good, positive things
well,
about Chicago.
I think like you, we have a city that embraces our community. Mm-hmm. We have a mayor that embraces our community who believes we should be able to get married and has said so on the record, who welcomed the International Gay Games.
When is your
in
Pride
Soldier
Day?
Field. It is the last weekend in June. I think yours is the next to last, isn't
yours
it?
Yours
no.
is the last Sunday, last week, and then the last day. Mm-hmm. That's why I've not been.
That's okay.
Well, Pride's not the only time to come.
Yeah, of course.
Market days. Come anytime.
Oh, yes, okay. Market days.
Right. We're going to come back here. We've already been talking about it.
You've been talking about me.
We've been talking about you.
Okay.
It's all happening. You're going to talk about us tonight, so you just didn't know enough about us. We already knew enough about you. So, but it's very good.
We did our Googling.
Hey, we need to let you go because you've been talking for a long time today.
And you got
to
get home and get your costume on.
You got to get your costume on. You can go ahead and spoil. What are you going as tonight?
I'm going as Dracula.
Very cool.
Love it.
I know. I wanted to go in something warm because of the weather that you were thinking of, right? It's gonna.
Yes.
It's like it's 19 degrees, which is, I don't know, 78, 60, something.
70,
but it's dropping a lot at night. It's getting
60.
Colder at night.
It's really cold at night, and I don't think there's a whole lot of stage lighting, which is kind of gonna make it a little cold. So I'm going as Dracula.
Nice. Oh. So are we Bram Stoker-ish?
Yes,
or
we've
more
got
cartoony?
A cross in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, a big top hat, tails. And I'm going to have my face airbrushed with makeup.
That's
I'll be
brilliant.
Very black and white, too. We'll take a photo.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm
going to
have lashes on,
photos.
Though. So.
I don't understand what you're going as. Clockwork Orange, labia, lesbian.
That's good.
Right there.
Let's just write that down.
I have to
down.
Write that on
I'm
your arm.
I'm going to win the contest like that. I'm just going to be a warm girl. That's all I care about.
Okay,
and looking fabulous.
Can
that's
we have
all.
A drink or two tonight?
Yes.
We would love
absolutely. We're totally going to find you. We're going to meet you by O'Grady's, so it'll be all good.
Good.
We'll be right there.
We'll be there.
But speaking of costumes and everything that is fabulous, how
Halloween show.
And beyond, because it's nothing but love, and we're getting nothing but love in Toronto.
I'm feeling it. I'm giving it away.
On this show, this glorious show that you're listening to, the queen, the supermodel, who knows how to work a motherfucking runway.
You better work,
bitch, because you need that. It's like a period at the end of the sentence. Bitch is
Miss
RuPaul. I know. Break the black girl neck. Miss RuPaul is on the program this evening to dish with us about her latest film, Star Booty. And those
Star
of you
Booty.
Who think you know Star Booty from the RuPaul history.
Yeah.
This is actually a brand new película that she has made.
You have remade a movie named Star Booty, RuPaul.
Gorgeous.
What is wrong
the
with you?
The afro is big as this conference table. It's delightful. So Ru is hanging with us.
Yes, because she is kicking off the fact that next week we start Reeling 2007, the Chicago International Gay and Lesbian Film Festival.
Yay,
all over
yay.
Town. Ru is coming to town, but we got to talk to her first because those tickets will sell out. She sold out in LA and in New York, so get your tickets for Reeling now, but stay tuned. We've got all the news of the week, telling you what's going on in the theater scene,
and a little
RuPaul.
Bit more, and RuPaul.
After this.
1963. Picture four guys under a street lamp with a sound and a song and a dream that would rock the world. Jersey Boys, the musical phenomenon about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, is coming to Chicago. It's Broadway's greatest success story. Four blue-collar kids working their way from the streets of Newark to the heights of stardom.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite all right, I need you, baby.
The American dream never sounded better. Take the journey across the country, up the charts, and behind the music. Jersey Boys arrives here October 6th, and it's already been extended through next April. This new block of seats is on sale now, so get yours today.
Oh, what a night.
Jersey Boys, coming to the LaSalle Bank Theater. Call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of October 29th, 2007, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Critics and audiences love Forbidden Broadway, the fall-down funny smash hit musical at the Royal George Theater. The Chicago Tribune raves, it's the funniest, fastest 90 minutes in Chicago. Forbidden Broadway playing now through January 13th. For tickets, call 312-988-9000 or go to Ticketmaster.com.
Writers Theater presents the world premiere of Evan Smith's The Savannah Disputation. Time Out Chicago raves, it's a sneak attack of religious interrogation disguised is an episode of The Golden Girls. For tickets to the Savannah Disputation at Writers Theater, log on to writerstheater.org or call 847-242-6000.
Northlight Theater presents The Miser, a classic comedy with a contemporary twist. A cast of Chicago all-stars headlines this tale of true love between a man and his money. With forbidden romance in the air and the family treasure buried in the backyard, it's a hilarious race to see who will come out on top. For tickets to The Miser, visit northlight.org.
Innovation, sensuality, and creativity will be on display as Complexions Contemporary Ballet takes the stage at the Auditorium Theater of Roosevelt University for two nights only, November 10th and 11th. Tickets to Complexions Contemporary Ballet are available through Ticketmaster and at the Auditorium box office.
Are you depressed, repressed, undressed? Court Theater has the cure. They will have you feeling better in no time with gay playwright Joe Orton's sexy and ferociously playful farce, What the Butler Saw. Sean Graney directs the provocative comedy now playing through December 9th. For tickets to What the Butler Saw, visit courttheater.org.
Remy Bumpo Theater Company presents Stephen Dietz's Fiction. Husband and wife novelists find the foundation of their marriage shaken after reading the secrets in each other's diaries. Playing now through November 4th at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. For tickets to Fiction, call 773-871-3000 or visit RemyBumpo, that's with two P's, .org.
About Face Theater presents Wedding Play, a world premiere written and directed by Eric Rosen. Set in the world of Chicago theater, Wedding Play blends mystery and comedy and might just be a confession to murder. Playing now at the Steppenwolf Garage, call 312-335-1650 or visit aboutfacetheater.org for tickets.
Altar Boys is a hilarious, wholly inspiring musical comedy about five small-town boys, Matthew, Mark, Luke, Juan, and Abraham, trying to save the world one screaming fan at a time. The Tribune says this production is brilliant. You'll laugh your socks off. Altar Boys is playing now at the Drury Lane Water Tower Theater. Visit Altar Boys, that's boys with a Z, Chicago.com.
For more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Nudist Colony Activity Coordinator.
Mr. Nudist Colony Activity Coordinator.
Wearing nothing but a whistle and a clipboard, you're living the real American dream. Getting paid to think up fun things to do, naked.
Running free.
Sure, there's danger. Vinyl chairs, sunburns, chafage, and lawn darts completely out of the question.
Watch out!
Your keen instincts tell you to stick to activities that involve lots of bouncing and jiggling. And if that doesn't work, who cares? You're all naked.
It's your birthday.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, nudie boy. Because we all know, when the going gets tough, the tough get naked.
The nudist county activity coordinator.
Bud Light beer and
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News.
New research from the University of New Hampshire Whitmore School of Business and Economics reveals that gay men, not lesbians, experience labor market discrimination. The study found gay men working blue-collar, predominantly male jobs make less than straight men.
A city council race in Fort Worth, Texas got ugly when a councilman said at a Republican Women's Club meeting that citizens should vote for fellow party member and city council candidate Chris Turner because he is a straight Republican, as opposed to gay Democratic candidate Joel Burns.
Jim Neal, North Carolina Democratic challenger to Elizabeth Dole for the Senate, said that he is gay. In response to the statement, "I've heard you're gay," Neal responded, "I am indeed. No secret and no big deal to me. I wouldn't be running if I didn't think otherwise."
Yay. A gay lawyer is accusing a Bronx Supreme Court judge of being homophobic. Justice Richard Lee Price allegedly demanded attorney Robert Feldman to stop dancing in his courtroom in a flamboyant nature.
In an effort to eradicate the hip-hop style of saggy pants, a City of Dallas campaign links the look to being gay and living, quote, on the down low. The song's refrain is, quote, "Be a real man, pull your pants up."
Oh my goodness. The Family Equality Council released a book of LGBT family poems titled Heart Songs. The book, which includes over 50 poems, can be downloaded for free at familyequality.org/resources/poetry.
Carrie Ann Moss of The Matrix will play the wife of Joseph Fiennes' sex change-bound family man in the new FX pilot, Pretty Handsome, which was previously called 4 Ounces.
Entertainment Weekly reported that while Brokeback Mountain remains the highest-grossing gay flick of all time, 2 years later, nothing else has come along to steal its thunder. The article suggested the reason might be because movie executives are too old-fashioned to keep up with what audiences want.
And Brad Pitt will play the role of a gay man dying of AIDS during the 80s in a project called Dallas Buyers Club. And that's your Windy City Queercast News.
Hello, pineapples. I'm Miss Fousey, and you're listening to Windy City Queercast. I love them.
It's a big gay contest, and you could win. All you have to do is enter. Top prize, American Airline tickets for two, good for travel in the U.S. 48, Bermuda, Bahamas, Mexico, Canada, or the Caribbean. Second prize, VIP theater package to Altar Boys with t-shirts and a meet and greet for you and three friends. And third place, a CD extravaganza of great recording artists. To enter, just email promotions@windycitymediagroup.com and list your top three gay entertainers of all time and include your name and phone number. In the subject of the email, put the word contest. That's it. Join our year-end big gay contest. You might be a winner.
Drawing to be held January 1st, 2008 by random drawing. Winners will be notified.
RuPaul truly is the supermodel of our community. But after strutting down catwalks and becoming immortalized with the famous phrase, "You better work," in the supermodel video, she arrived onto the mainstream. RuPaul moved on to a duet with Elton John and a breakthrough fundraising campaign for HIV/AIDS with MAC Cosmetics, all while continuing to evolve as an artist, actor, activist, singer, talk show host, and oh so much more. RuPaul is back now in the world of film in Star Booty, which is now available on DVD and is coming to Reeling 2007, Chicago's Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, and RuPaul will be joining us in the Windy City.
Yay.
Hey, Ru, how are you?
Well, hello, guys. It's so great to be here.
So fantastic to talk
Absolutely.
To you. I am so excited. I haven't talked to you. I think I talked to you many, many years ago on Lesbi Gay Radio, but it's been a long, long time.
Well, was it in Chicago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Chicago, for me, in the United States, is my biggest market. Always has been.
Well, you know, it's right in the middle of the whole triangle of your story, from California to New York to Atlanta. We are just kind of like the heart. We're the epicenter of all
that. It's the biggest market because we're the fattest people in the entire country. We tend to be kind of big girls out here. So we like to eat. I think that's what it is. But
from traveling so much, you know, I know that I would go to the airport there and I would go to Harry's Hot Dogs in the airport, which are really, really delicious. In fact, I know of all the really good places to eat in all the airports around the United States.
That's lovely. I remember when you were here for your book signing way back, a short while ago, I was in drag that summer, and I completely, after you signed my book, I straight passed out. Bam! I was like, I just met RuPaul. Boom! On the floor.
Did you really?
I did. It was delightful.
Wow.
Two big muscly queens were like, wave me. Come on, girl. She's just a person, girl. Come on. Wake up. She's just a
he
person.
He didn't even do that for Liza, I have to tell you. So that's something. Goodness. That's saying something.
Wow.
So, Ru, what were the performers growing up in San Diego, California, and Southern California? What performers were you hearing, were you seeing on television and in film that influenced you and were your earliest inspirations?
Well, thanks to the Mike Douglas show, I was privy to so many performers on television, and I love television. Everything I've ever learned came from television, and I love them all, from Sarah Vaughan to Moms Mabley to, you know, Yoko and John. Everybody was on the Mike Douglas show, but the ones that really resonated for me were Diana Ross and Cher and David Bowie, of course.
Oh, wow.
Those, because they are such standouts in their field, not only because they're so talented, but because they push the envelope. And I so related to people who could push the envelope.
So you just said something very interesting, so I'm going off my course. You mentioned David Bowie, and it's a part of, you know, the David Bowie inspiration really brings into focus for me a lot about you, this yin and yang, the male, the female, the androgyny, if you will, of the two worlds.
The crushing the mold with a giant heel.
It is. It's like you're like a mythological character, which I love about you. But we're in this time now, you know, when Supermodel hit, and I'm kind of jumping the gun in what I was going to talk about. But you know, right now, I mean, Oprah's got everybody talking about gender, and we're in a different place with gender right now. What do you think? Where are we right now? And can you relate that to when you gave birth to this persona of RuPaul that I know early on you defined a little differently, like punk drag, then moving into, like, what'd you say, like black hooker drag, I think I read you said. But what is that early phase, where it was when she kind of came into being, and where are we now, and how different is that with gender?
Well, it's an interesting question, because I'm born in 1960, and I experienced the civil rights movement, the women's movement, the gay movement, the sexual revolution, all of those things where our culture was really pushing the envelope and really trying new things. In fact, people were encouraged to try new things. And that seemed to all come to a crashing halt during the Reagan era, except for a small window of opportunity when Clinton got into office, which is when I broke through the mainstream. But that window closed very quickly. And as you well know, we live in a patriarchal culture, and in fact doing drag or even women toying with feminine energy is akin to an act of treason in a patriarchal society. So where we are today is the scariest place I've ever seen it, where
really
young gay kids are obsessed with anything straight acting, or even the gay elite in broadcasting or in the media, whatever, are obsessed with everything that's straight acting. You know, magazines with just straight people on the cover or whatever. You'd never see Essence magazine, which is focused toward a black female demographic, put Britney Spears on the cover. But gay magazines can justify it because they feel like, well, I don't know how they justify it, actually. They say because it's sales and they want to make money. I don't know, but it's a scary place. It's a worrisome place for gender in America today.
Does that make it more difficult to keep the personality of RuPaul that's been so public? Does that make it more difficult to keep that together, or do you find yourself evolving or changing as a result of that?
Well, it is. It's always been difficult because for a man to use femininity as a palette, it's always been difficult in a patriarchal society, but it is extra difficult today. And I've seen the winds of change turn really ugly in recent years. You know, the type of things I get offered on television are, you know, like, you know, bite the head off of a live chicken, or mud wrestle Maureen McCormick from the Brady Bunch on live TV, or things that go to sort of degrade the act of drag, or you know, we've all grown up with the Disney movies or the TV shows where the gay character or the femme character is the evil character and things, and we right. all have it inside of us. We all have this idea that gay characters or feminine characters or you know, are evil.
There's some sort of vilification of, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's something we all have to deal with. It's just that, and in my own life, you know, the years I've been doing drag, sometimes I've had to go, why do I feel weird about that waiter who's so over the top? You know, I think, oh, well, of course I feel that. Of course I'm a little bit put off by this person because I grew up in a culture where I was taught to not trust that, even in myself, to not trust it.
So how did you break through that mold then? How did RuPaul come into being out of that?
You know what? It's something in my nature. Growing up with my mom, who was very question authority, almost to a fault. She was very she encouraged me to do what I needed to do, regardless of what other people thought of it. Mm. And that's how she was. And I think that's where that came from. To say just screw it, you know, you do what you need to do. And then that's gotten me in trouble. You know, when I was growing up in San Diego, I would go to the beach on the bus because we didn't live near the beach. And then when I come back to my neighborhood, all the kids in the neighborhood would stand around with their arms crossed and say, oh, so you must think you're white or something, or you think you're better than us, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was that scenario has followed me all my life because I've always gone to the places where I felt I needed to go, and it threatened the people who I left behind. Mm.
Well, it's interesting because I said earlier that you talked about in Atlanta, you arrived at a palette. I liked your palette word, so I'm going to use it. Your palette of kind of punk drag. You moved to New York. It moved into kind of like a hooker drag. Mm-hmm. And then you're talking about this envelope being pushed or continuing to look at gender. You know, you have definitely redefined the RuPaul persona, even in this new millennium. Mm. What do you think when you look at other people stepping onto this platform of drag as an expression? Are you seeing the envelope being pushed? Are you seeing people that are trying to say, wow, we've really moved backwards? There was this window during the Clinton years, and now it seems to be closed up again. Is there anybody kind of pushing through that you find exciting?
Well, I do. I think Dirty Sanchez, the band, is really exciting. But we're from the same era, me and the kids, Mario Diaz and what's her name? I'll think of it in a minute. They're pushing the envelope, but we're kind of from the same era. I don't see enough of it from the younger people, and it saddens me because actually I was going into my building. I'm in New York right now, and I was looking at some kids who were leaving, and I was thinking to myself, gee, I wish they were screwing with it a little bit more, just pushing it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel so disappointed with the younger generation, especially the younger gay kids. And I hate to say that, but I wish that they could see beyond the bull crap that's being presented to them. I'm amazed that even all the gossip blogs and all the celebrity information that comes out, where people are so obsessed with celebrities, and it's so a sign of a culture's inability to recognize your spiritual base. If you are focusing on some teen bop girly girl who doesn't wear panties, you are looking for opportunities to not focus on your own personal power. Mm. That's what that means. And who knows what part the government plays in that, because they love it when we're distracted by, you know, bleach blonde bimbo who stepped out of a car with no panties on, or yeah, someone's going to rehab or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm surprised that young people will buy into that stuff and they don't go, that's crap. We're not going to listen to this stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, you talk about personal power, and obviously Star Booty is the film that you're promoting right now that's coming to Chicago and is now in DVD. But Star Booty is a remake. I mean, yeah. Who could imagine that Star Booty would be a remake film? But tell everybody, what was the origins of Star Booty, and tell us about the original Star Booty film.
Well, Star Booty is a character that I created 20 years ago in Atlanta, Georgia. My brother-in-law had a home video camera, and I decided, well, I've seen the John Waters films, you know, Russ Meyer's films. Let's take that palette, that template, and do my own version of it. So I took my brother-in-law's camera, and we shot this really guerrilla movie. And I took it and edited it with two VCRs and played it at clubs around Atlanta. Well, it made its way across the United States and became a cult classic. And 20 years later, I thought it was time to bring this story, this character back, because no one else was doing it. You know, young people weren't doing it. The closest that people have come to that is like the Borat or the Jackass, where it's completely irreverent, you know, making fun of everything. Nothing is spared in this movie. In fact, Star Booty, the character, is the self-righteous do-gooder who's righting the wrongs of society or of the bad guys. And basically, we're really making fun of that mentality, especially in this politically correct, climate we've been in for the past 15, 20 years. We're really making fun of self-righteousness.
Were blaxploitation films and Pam Grier a strong influence for Star Booty and this film?
Absolutely. The one and only fan letter I've ever written was to Warner Brothers Film Pictures in 1973 after I saw Cleopatra Jones. Oh. I was in love. And I grew up in a house with all women. And yeah. So I longed for images or movies with bitches kicking ass. You know, I love that. I love it. So when I saw Cleopatra Jones, I can't tell you how excited I was. I wrote a letter to them, and I said, when's the next movie coming out? Who is she? Whatever. And anyway, so yes, it did have a huge impact on me. Even today, I'll go see so many movies with bitches kicking ass. Most of them aren't very good. You know, like... That thing with Uma Thurman called My Super Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And Eon Flux wasn't as good as I wanted. Domino wasn't as good as I wanted to be. But I go every single time.
Well, Kill Bill was pretty good, though. I have to give it to Uma for Kill Bill.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Love, love, love Kill Bill.
You know, in the past month and a half, we've interviewed both Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, and Lucy Lawless, Xenon Warrior Princess. So wow. You're just continuing to flesh it out for us, these women kicking ass. Chick flicks.
You know, in the movie, The Da Vinci Code, you know, they touch on goddess energy and what happened to it and the conspiracy against it and how it's so missing from our culture. There's such a deficit of that energy. And I tell you, you know, people talk about remakes and them making feature films of old TV shows or designers taking something from the 80s or artists copying soup can or whatever. This whole sampling cycle that we've been in for the past 30, 40 years is really linked back to our culture's inability to accept goddess energy and to accept love between two men and anything to do with real femininity. I'm not talking about Hello Kitty and everything pink and fuzzy. I'm talking about feminine energy at its core, the thing that we all have. We deny it so much that it's made an impact on art across the board. So many stories have not been told. So many songs have not been sung because of our culture's fear of goddess feminine energy.
Well, if anybody's going to bring it out, it's RuPaul, let me tell you. Now, talk about working with just so many wonderful people. We it's ironic. We are interviewing all of your buddies. We've had Candace Cain on the show a couple of times. Obviously, she's in Dirty Sexy Money and is...
I just talked to Ari Gold.
Miss Lady Bunny. And also famed photographer Mike Ruiz is your director on this. Mm-hmm. I mean, what an amazing group of people. Was there just a lot of fun in putting this film together, and what kind of energy is that gonna bring to the audiences who go to see it?
Well, it's interesting because you mentioned energy. There are certain frequencies of energy that always find like-minded, like. And all the people you mentioned have that same outside-the-box mentality. In fact, Candace Kane couldn't be a more kind person.
We she love her.
So wonderful. Ari was over at my house last night. I was uploading his iPod. I'm the iPod.
Can I FedEx you mine and you upload mine? I'd have to buy one first that would hold probably as many songs as you have.
Well, when I travel with my external hard drive, so when I'm in Chicago, you just give it to me, and I will pump that bitch full of the best.
Ooh, yes. That was some goddess energy coming at me. I just got a little moist, RuPaul, sitting right here in my chair. It just was like the snap of a finger how that happened.
Bam! That's the gay emerald. Ooh, for you. Bam!
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, you know, all the people in the movie are from the same mentality. So when I told them I was doing this guerrilla movie, which was completely irreverent, they all jumped at the chance to do it because they too know all the crap that gets out there and the subtext to the stuff that gets put out in the movies. You know, they make movies for the demographic who spends the money, and the demographic who spends the money are 14-year-old white boys. And you know, I don't want to see. I mean, that's all great, and I love it. But I want more. I want more. And I want more people who are making fun and poking fun at the establishment.
Well, let me tell you, you're going to have a lot of fun if you either come to Reeling 2007, Chicago's Lesbian and Gay International Film Festival. It starts November 8th, but the RuPaul film Star Booty will be playing Wednesday, November 14th at the Lakeshore Theater right here across from our studio.
Just around the corner.
We can throw a stone at the
right
front door.
Right in the gayborhood.
At the corner of Broadway and Belmont, 3175 North Broadway. You can also get the DVD because it's now available, and you can find out more about Star Booty at the website Star, and that's with two R's, StarBooty.com. And what's next, Rue? Like, what is next that you're so excited to tackle, or that you want to do, or that you already are doing?
Well, we're talking to some people in LA about some TV stuff, and I resisted doing any type of reality show or any of that stuff for many, many years. And, you know, we're talking to some people now about some ideas. And also, this book, the follow-up to Letting It All Hang Out, which is something I wrote many years ago, is next on the slate in terms of me really sitting down and digging in.
Yeah.
So those are the two things that are coming next.
And, you know, I think for anybody listening, if they don't know, you just are an amazing, amazing blogger. There's just so many pearls of wisdom that I've seen you vault out into the internets for people to read.
Thank you. You know, I haven't been blogging as much this year with, you know, post-production on the movie and all this stuff, but I'm actually going to start again very soon, because we are retooling the website, and as soon as that gets the RuPaul.com website gets retooled, I'm going to start blogging again.
Well, I'm telling you, girl, get an iPhone and you can blog when you're sitting waiting for a train, on the bus, in the car, wherever, you know, get the iPhone.
Peter gets a kickback on every iPhone he sells. They're not a sponsor yet, but we're sure they're well on their way. So you can also get the Star Booty Reloaded CD, pick up the DVD, or just come with us, because we're going to be hanging there with Rue on November 14th at Reeling 2007, Chicago's Lesbian and Gay International Film Festival. It's 8 o'clock that Wednesday night at the Lakeshore Theater. Be there, or you're missing it. You're missing it. And you can't miss RuPaul.
No.
Because the girl towers and glows over everyone.
From miles
there.
Away.
RuPaul, thank you so much. And we're so excited to see the remake.
Oh, you all are just the bee's knees. And I love you. I love you heaps. And listen, I can't wait to see you guys when I get to Chicago.
We'll see. And we'll have a hot dog for you waiting at the terminal.
Honey, I got a hot dog.
Thanks, Rue.
All right, kiddo.
And thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This show is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago, for the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows on our website and in iTunes.
The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it.
Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
the best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.